Hello.
Hey, Stuart.
Speaking.
Hey, Stuart, this is Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I'm with the underwriting department over here. Your file just got submitted over here to us, and I just wanted to give you a call, do sort of a quality control here, make sure we're all on the same page with what we're trying to accomplish. Do you have a couple of minutes right now?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So you've been working with, I believe it's Patrick, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, let me pull his notes up right here. Okay, so I'm just going to kind of confirm a few things. Now, I have the name of the business as Saves You Time Lawn Care LLC, and you do business as Saves You Time Lawn Care, is that right?
Right.
Okay, and you are currently classified as a sole proprietorship?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And how long have you been in business?
Well, the LLC is coming up on 2 years now, but I was just a DBA for 5 years before that, so 7 years total I've been in.
Oh, okay. Okay, nice. All right. Okay, and then I have, looks like your gross sales for last year were about $111,000, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any idea what you're tracking to do for this year?
Probably about 130.
130, okay. All right, now I'm looking at the notes on the file, and my notes here show that you're looking for about $25,000 in working capital. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yes.
Okay, and can you kind of walk me through what you're looking to use the funds for?
Just general working capital. A lot of projects I do, I need upfront money, so just some reserves. You know, any small equipment that might come up that I need, you know, such things as that.
Okay. All right. Now, I see that you have two current loans right now, the quarter spot and the quick fix. It looks like
right.
the notes on here say that you're looking to refinance those. Is that what we're working with?
Right.
Okay, so is that cost included in the $25,000 that you're looking for?
Right, yeah, because I told them if I could come out of it with an extra $8,000 or $10,000, that would be good.
Okay. So looking to refinance these loans and then net an additional $8,000 to $10,000 for your operational capital for cost of projects and miscellaneous
right.
material purchases, things of that nature. Okay. Okay, now I can give you some initial feedback on the file right now. Like I said, you just got sent over to underwriting, so we haven't given it a full analysis. But I'd like to be pretty upfront with you. I'm not on the sales side over here, so I can give you just some straight shooting. Looking at your current balances right now with QuarterSpot and QuickFix, I have your total balances right around $16,000. Is that right?
Yeah, about there, 16.6, yeah, something like that.
Okay. Now, the way our refinance programs work are when you're looking to refinance a working capital loan with daily payments on it, which looks like both of these are, in order to do that, we have to get you approved for basically twice that amount. So you would net the same amount that we are paying off for your balances. So in your case, at $16,000, in order to get that payoff, I would need to get you approved for $32,000. Now, right off the bat, you know, that's going to be a challenge. With your sales tracking to be about $130,000, typically we'd be looking at about the $15,000 range of what's available to you. So it's a reach to get that full payoff. I still am going to move forward to try to get that, but I just want to let you know it's going to be a very long shot. I see we have the previous bankruptcy on the credit, which limits our options. There is a past due balance on there too that's going to affect it as well. Now, I'm not sure how familiar you are with the credit report, but I just want to let you know because it helps you out here.
Yeah, I don't know what the past, probably just the mortgage.
Yeah, it looks like that's what that is. I think, are you on a payment plan for that right now?
For what?
Let me pull up the
report. Mortgage?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got a modification, so.
Okay, and I can
So
actually.
we're that that'll the back due balance will disappear because it's going to be, reinstated, so.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put a note that we have a plan in place for it then. But just for your reference, I have your credit score coming in at a 535 right now. So it's always good to know. And it looks like that past due balance, yeah, that's really a pretty large factor in the score right now. But you know, like I said, I'm going to shoot for the full payoff loan. It's going to be a long shot. So what I wanted to kind of discuss with you is if that does not go through, I'd like to have a backup option. And normally that would be something in this situation, something along the lines of a third position loan. So looking at the file, I think something that would be more likely for me to be able to get you approved on is a third position loan for something around 10 to 15,000. Now, is that something that you could use?
Yeah, that would definitely, because the other one's going to be paid off in a couple of months, so
Okay. Okay, so
so
if the full
that would work.
refinance isn't on the table at this point, I can still come up with an option for a third position that would allow you the cat that probably, you know, the 8 to 10 that you're looking for operational capital.
Right, yeah, the third position I'd want, to try to
Okay.
shoot for at least a 10,
Okay,
somehow.
perfect. Perfect. Well, I think that is really what I wanted to discuss with you so I can get a clear picture of what we'd like, which programs we'd like to go forward with. So I'm going to go for trying to get the full approval, knowing that it's a long shot. I'm also going to try to for a backup for the third position as well. So I'm going to
And
go
then what
ahead.
would the what on your on that what kind of is that going to be an extremely short term high daily on that, or
Well,
as
typically,
far as the
you
third
know.
position?
Yeah, by nature of it being a third position, it usually is on a shorter term for a lesser amount than your existing loans. Let me take a look at those. What are the terms on your existing loans right now? How long were they?
The quarter spot was a year,
Okay.
and the other one was an 88 payment.
Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah, typically, I think I don't have the approval yet. The term will be part of that approval. I'll try to shoot for the longest term possible. I think we'd probably be looking at something around 6 months, definitely 12 months or less though.
Right, okay,
Yeah.
that's
And looking at the file, if the third position is what's available to us right now, what I would like to do, because these other two loans are going to be, the balances are going to go down over time, what I'd like to do is set you up, if the third position is what we do, to have an option a few months down the road once a full refinance loan would be available to just plug that in once we get the ball rolling, establish a relationship with the third position. Do you follow me with that?
Right, yeah, I got you.
Okay. Okay, perfect. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and give the green light to submit this for an approval. We probably will have at least some initial feedback for you by tomorrow. At that point, I will have Patrick reach out to you to go over the terms.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Thanks
That
a lot for
sounds
the time,
good.
sir. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay.